Roger that. I have two Stratocasters over here. One I bought brand new, an Ott9, over $2,000. It's an ash body, swamp ash body. It's called a Deluxe, American Deluxe. They don't make it no more. There's a button on the top of the volume control. You push it down. You get 5 more different combinations on the pickup. It has a no-load tone on it, locking tuners. You know, it came with all that crap. Still clean, still beautiful. Plays like a dream. But I bought the Epiphone like a week after I bought the Stratocaster. But, the Epiphone was $759 without the case, and it was Christmas. So I walked up to the counter and was going to ask the guy behind the counter, what the hell is this all about? He says, let's see what you got. He's looking at it and everything. He said, $550 with the case. I told him, deal. I didn't even haggle because it played beautifully. I took it back there to the amp, plugged it in. There was nothing wrong with it. Action was beautiful. Sound was beautiful. I loved it, man. I told at the time my wife, I told her, I said, I'm buying this one. I looked at the tag and it was $789. And then he told me $550 with the case and I bought it. Then I asked him, why is this guitar more expensive when the other one's only $399? The Chinese ones that just came out. They were crap. And he told me. But yeah, I got two Strats. I got the Epiphone Dot. And I got a Takamine electric acoustic, single cutaway electric acoustic.
I don't have any Fenders. I have a Strat style made by LTD. It's a Korean-made one. A lot of my other guitars are Japanese-made. ESP, a couple of Japanese-made Jacksons. Really like the neck profiles on the ESPs and the Jacksons. My problem was back in 2009, 2010, I was a manager over at Guitar Center at Allen Park, and our discount was cost. So every paycheck I got just went right back to the store because the markups on a lot of those instruments were very high, and the deals were too good to pass up.